Thanks to a strong showing from PSG Consult, PSG Group has bounced back from a loss. The investment company produced interim headline earnings per share of just over 18 Rand. That's from a loss of more than 14 Rand previously. The group's sum of the parts value also grew by 17%. Despite the improvement, however, the group says it may be too early to speak of an economic recovery and as such has decided to err on the side of caution and not declare a dividend. Company CEO Pit Mouton joins us now with greater perspective on this performance. Thanks so much, Pitt, for your time this evening. So PSG's exposure to the SA economy is wide-ranging, you know, from private education to agriculture to asset management as well. What's your sense of the economic recovery we are starting to see?
Yes, I mean, there is obviously a little bit more activity. I was actually stuck in traffic for the first time in a very long time the other day. Which means people are getting out a little bit more. But we've got to remember we've only just moved into level one of this lockdown. And as more people move, you know, the concern is always there that infection rates will increase because we've got such a low vaccination rate in South Africa, which unfortunately might entail that we go back into lockdown. But for the whole, the businesses are definitely performing better this year than they were doing last year. So we're a long way off where we should be. I mean, if we go back a couple of years and you look at the forecast that the companies have done, all of them are short on their projections.
Yeah. What is interesting, Pitt, is that up to this point, your investee company, PSG Consult, has seen its bet on a recovery for SA-focused stocks pay off in 2021. Have you been surprised by that?
Well, obviously they're independent from the board where I sit at the Consult level. So Consult's got three divisions, the Wealth Asset Management and Insure division. So those are asset management managers in the asset management division make their own decisions and own calls. So I think if I go back and recall, they were maybe slightly early in their call to go into SA Inc. And you can see it in the results. The previous 2 years were quite poor, but it's paying dividends as the performance was significantly better in the last 6 months. And we hope they can continue to make the right calls.
Certainly reflective of that, Pitt, is, you know, Curro. It makes up, what, 18% of PSG's assets. It's seen its share price rise quite a bit over the period, even though it's reported profits more than halving in its 6 months to the end of June. So are you concerned about just how quickly we can start to see Curro recover on a profitability basis?
I do think when I look at last year, first off, just when you compare it to this year's first off, so first and foremost, last year, 3 months where we operated normally at full capacity and everything was going 100%, we had full ancillary income, and then lockdown happened, and that was compensated for with the TERS payments that a business like ours got in the first half, and it's we've been in a constrained environment ever since. We've got no ancillary revenue, and because the consumer's under pressure, the bad debts and discounts are higher than what we want to be. But having said all of that, I mean, that's a reflection of the past. I'm quite positive that the business will turn around, and if we can stay at level one or even remove the levels in totality, this business will recover very quickly in terms of profitability and should see substantial growth going forward.
So in that context then, Pitt, let's take a look at this cash pile that you're sitting on. It's grown 60%. It's sitting at 2.6 billion rand. Are you just not confident enough to start deploying that just yet, or are you just not finding the right opportunities?
So we've been quite active with a number of other deals the last year or so. We did unbundle Capitec last year, and the cash comes from actually exiting most of the remainder of the Capitec share. So we've looked around. As I explained in our results, there is a bit of a price expectation differential at the moment between sellers and buyers, but we haven't been found, we haven't been able to find anything that meets our investment criteria. And I don't think one should be over hasty. I've seen people who, in the similar position, if you let the cash burn, you make poor decisions. If we can't get an investment in the next couple of years, then obviously we've told the market that we'll consider returning it to, because then obviously we can't find anything. But we're going to take our time to find a proper investment.
How much of it hinging on government cutting red tape and fostering a more business-friendly environment, an investor-friendly environment? And, you know, if that is the case, where are you wanting to see changes happen fast?
Oh, there's so many things. I mean, government's well aware of what needs to be changed. I mean, obviously, it's a complex situation, because I don't think everybody in government is aligned on what needs to happen. But every time, I just get the feeling, and that's why I said something again, was that government seems to agree that we need to make life easier for business, especially SMEs. And then when you see again new legislation just comes out that makes life tougher and more difficult, I mean, they should really go and sit down and overhaul the entire system to be a more business-friendly country. That's the only way we're going to get employment up, growth. You know, the funny thing is, if there's growth, there's more tax money that government can get. They can spend more on social projects and infrastructure, and it's got a great loop, circular, positive circular effect. And if more people are employed, then less people are dependent on social grants. I mean, it's such a win-win situation for everybody, and it's not that complex to make the necessary changes.
Yeah. Well, let's leave it there, Pet. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Pet Maton is CEO of PSG Group.